Nothing to see here. That really was not a pair of F-16 fighter jets whizzing by. Move along. Episode 12 of the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters Podcast.
It's not a good day to be a bad guy.
Welcome to the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters Podcast. Coming to you from the glacial dumping grounds known as the Michigan Basin, I'm Michelle.
And I am Wayne.
And we are a Michigan-based husband and wife educator and podcasting duo that, after having a UFO sighting in March of 2018, have started to examine UFOs and other paranormal topics within Michigan and beyond.
Topics include UFOs, the paranormal, conspiracy theories, ghosts, alternative history and archaeology, cryptids, and all things strange and paranormal. So sit back, grab a drink, and come along with us on this journey down the paranormal rabbit hole. Hey everyone, we're back.
Hello everybody.
Yes, we've been out for a little bit. I've been doing the vacation thing over the summer before the school year starts back up.
Getting some sky miles in.
Absolutely. Going out to the West Coast and hanging out in the Nevada, Arizona area.
Nothing like the Sierra Nevadas, the desert, and the Colorado River.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful out there. So we're going to have a short, kind of a short show for you today.
Yeah,
so,
just touching base with everyone.
Yep, letting you know we're still out here. We haven't podcast faded or whatever that's called when podcasts go to the great big junkyard in the sky.
Yeah, the biggest thing is we've got a couple stories that came in tonight for our communication corner from listeners that we wanted to make sure that we shared with everyone.
Yeah, so we're going to have a brief news article, and then we're going to do a couple of emails that were sent in from listeners, and we're going to call it pretty much a quick episode. So again, everybody, thank you very much for spreading the word and sharing the podcast. Continue to do so. We are growing the podcast and the community. It's great to see everybody sharing us out and the new listeners we get almost every day. So that's all thanks to you guys. And we are very happy that you have all decided to come along with us on this crazy journey.
And don't forget, if you have a story you would like to tell, we would like to talk to you. You can reach out to us at mi.ufo.podcast@gmail.com. Send us a brief summary of your experience and we'll contact you to discuss things further and try to get you or your story on the podcast.
Right. And also don't forget that our merch store is now active. If you would like to support the podcast and wear some pretty cool swag, go check out our merchandise store. It will be listed in the show notes, and it is also found on our Facebook page and our Facebook group page.
Yeah, nothing like rocking the alien shirt.
Absolutely. All right, Michelle, I think it's that time.
It's time for What's in the News.
Yes. What is in the news?
Coming to you from military.com. Pentagon's UFO report supports Oumuamua alien theory.
Yes, that's right. Posted on the 29th of July, 2021. There's been a lot of talk about UFOs being treated as a reality lately. Congress even ordered a special Pentagon team to deliver a unclassified report on UFOs before the end of June. A classified version of this report was provided to lawmakers earlier this month, and the BBC says that unnamed officials told U.S. media that the report found no evidence of alien activity, but also did not rule it out. This did not stop the controversial writer, Professor Avi Loeb, from publishing his opinion in the Scientific American, saying that the soon-to-be-revealed UFO report shows that people should buy his new book about Oumuamua being an alien spacecraft. And then it says sources here are Scientific American and the Washington Post. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Oumuamua was a large, about a 1 kilometer-sized asteroid-type rock formation that was flat and narrow and seemed to rotate once every roughly 8 hours. Now, what was really strange about this object is that it came into our solar system from outside our solar system. They did track it that far. And one of the weird things about it is that on its trajectory, it actually accelerated. So there was lots of theories that it was an actual alien spacecraft. Now, Avi or Avi Loeb is not just an author, like they say in this article. He's an astrophysicist, and he's been a well-respected professor and instructor in astrophysics and theoretical physics for many, many years. And you've probably seen him on Joe Rogan or whatever. But he knows what he's talking about. And he had a very strong belief that this object was some type of an alien craft because of the way that it moved along its trajectory. So make of it what you will. It kind of goes along the lines of, who do you want to believe? Some snarky writers in the media talking about something they really don't know much about? Or would you want to believe an astrophysicist like Avi Loeb, who knows a little bit about how things move in outer space?
Well, who eats, breathes, and sleeps what goes on in outer space.
Yeah. So there will be links to this article in the show notes. So if you want to go and check that out, feel free to do so.
All right, let's go ahead and jump over to some shout outs, Wayne.
All right, let's go ahead and give a shout out to Cosmographia, the Randall Carlson podcast. It is their mission to investigate and document the catastrophic history of the world and the evidence for advanced knowledge in early cultures. You will also learn of the profound effects it has on human civilization, both past and future, its relevance to Earth herself, and how to successfully cope with the inevitable changes that are sure to visit our dynamic geocosmic system.
Also to our friends at the Midnight Truck Stop, hosted by Big T and Blue Knight, a very cool couple of guys with a great concept as they explore those strange and unexplained incidents that so many of us have experienced while traveling along desolate highways. Give them a listen as they collect stories from all around the country from truckers and travelers alike.
And a very special shout out goes to Uncharted X with Ben Van Kirkwick. Ben is a longtime researcher and enthusiast of history, creating some incredible videos out on YouTube. Ben investigates places like Peru and Egypt, to just name a couple, as he searches for evidence of high technology being used by ancient people. Amazing stuff. Check him out on YouTube at Uncharted X. And also, today, August 1st, he premiered his episode with the one and only Graham Hancock, author of Fingerprints of the Gods, Magicians of the Gods, and his latest release, America Before, The Key to Earth's Lost Civilization. You've got to check out this episode, so get over to YouTube and check it out.
And lastly, the Lost in the Dark podcast, hosted by Burton and Aaron. This is a pretty cool podcast that bills itself as an attempt to capture incredible conversations between best friends as we explore all our passions, but especially music and the world of heavy metal. So if you're into paranormal investigations and loud heavy metal music, give them a listen. Strong language, but it's heavy metal and the paranormal. What else would you expect?
All right, I think it's time for a little break. We'll see you guys in 30 seconds.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone. It's now time to go over into Communication Corner. This is a part of the show that we've started to dedicate for those who like to tell their stories and write in to the podcast. And so we have two gentlemen who have written into the podcast. And for their identities, both names have been changed, but the cities where the stories are coming from have not. So we start with our first story tonight from Port Huron. Dennis writes, I almost fell over when I heard you and your wife describe the triangle that the both of you had seen in 2018. For my story, it was way back in March of 94 or 95. I was heading southbound on Capac Road in northwestern St. Clair County to Capac, Michigan, to fill up my car. I was approximately 5 miles north of Capac when, from the northeast heading southwest toward Imlay City, a huge triangle blew over my car. The thing was huge, at least 200 feet across, if not more, by at least 2 stories high. 3 lights recessed into each corner and 3 or 4 across the back. Orangish or a weird white of some sort. Watched it move off toward Imlay City, Lapeer, Flint direction. It was on the horizon in no time and gone. Approximately 2 to 3 minutes later, as I was approaching M21, a pair of F-16 fighters with their afterburners on went screaming that way. Of course, next morning, nothing on the news. Afternoon or evening, still nothing on the local radio or TV news from our area or Detroit. One of those mysteries, I guess, for me to hold on to.
Yeah, that's a fascinating story, because if you look at that time frame that he says it was, March of 94, 95, something like that, well, that's exactly the time frame that guy had when he had his sighting in 94, heading south of Flint. So that was our episode 4. So the person writing in, I would like to encourage you to listen to episode 4, The Triangle's Playground, One Guy's Earth-Shattering Account, and see if what he says also matches your account.
That may be the, you know, depending on the time of day, that may be the same occurrence.
It sure does sound like it to me. And this writer sent more information to me about his background. He seems extremely credible. He has Army aviation background. He had a pilot's license at one point. So I find him pretty credible with his story. So what's our next one?
Our next comes in from Adrian, Michigan, some of my old stomping grounds where I went to one of the colleges I went to. Jonathan writes, I have several ghost and UFO stories, all with witnesses, and one haunted house that is actually in a Michigan haunted history book. But for tonight, I've included a picture that was captured from our Brink home security system. I went outside later to see how tall the object was based on the shadow from our deck light. It was about 5 feet tall. My wife accidentally deleted a video clip from 1 minute earlier where a light orb seems to descend from the sky. This was the first night the camera was put up. It is only set off by motion. The object we captured just appeared there. It should have appeared walking up. Then the camera records 5 seconds at a time until the movement stops. This abruptly stops. To me, it looks like an alien. I really don't know what to think, but this is 100% real. I have seen several UFOs and have seen where they split into 3 objects. I have seen them appear to be as large as a full moon and disappear. Now, there was a picture and a video that it was included in the excerpt, so make sure that you go over to our Facebook group, Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters Podcast, so that you can see these items that are referenced in the story.
Yeah, we will post those up into the group and on the actual Facebook page as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me the sightings around Adrian, Michigan, considering that as much as that town has built up, there's still all of that open farmland all around Lenawee County. So,
yeah, it's pretty open and a lot of history there.
Now, for Communication Corner, I'm looking for anyone out there that may have any paranormal ghost stories from an area other than Michigan, and it's Oatman, Arizona. So if anyone out there has ever went to Oatman and has any of the ghost stories or paranormal stories, firsthand accounts, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, that would be great. That was a place that we visited while we were on vacation. And if you do want to write in to us, once again, our email is mi.ufo.podcast@gmail.com. And we do review all the emails that we get.
And there is a Michigan connection in Oatman, Arizona. The niece of the former wrestler, The Sheik, from Michigan, his niece actually runs one of the shops there in Oatman, Arizona.
Yeah, that was very cool to run into somebody from Lansing, Michigan, out in the middle of a ghost town in the middle of the desert. So go figure.
With burros walking around.
Yeah, that was interesting to see the burros walking around on the streets. All right. Well, Michelle, it was a short episode. We're clocking in here at almost 15 minutes. Give the listeners a little bit of something to listen to and let you guys know we're still here. So we're working on some really big things coming up in the future.
We're also working on getting our classrooms ready because the start of school is coming in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, so we're going to be really pressed for time and going crazy over the next few weeks here.
But we're not going anywhere.
No, might be a little bit more infrequent. So maybe an episode every 2 weeks or so. But I think we'll be okay. I think we're going to sign off for the night.
Have a great night.
And remember, keep your eyes to the sky.
You have been listening to the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters podcast. You can reach us at mi.ufo.podcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at mi_UFO and join our Facebook group by searching for Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters. So until next time.